Most people think that you need to look behind you to see what's trying to sneak up on you. They go with that belief because, well, when they look forward, they can't see anything. The exception to that rule is possessed by my next guest. For decades on TV, stage, radio, elsewhere, he's demonstrated the power of the mind through suggestion as well as prediction. Along the way, he's authored a succession of best-selling books, his latest in real time. He continues to perform hundreds of appearances around America and the world. Who am I speaking about? It's the amazing Kreskin. Good morning, sir.
Oh, it's Kirk. Chris, it's good to hear from you and talk to you at this time. We're not, it's nice to get, we can now sympathize with people who live in Alaska and the Antarctic, you know.
Yeah.
And I performed, and I can remember some years ago when I was touring, the Middle East and Saudi Arabia. And my manager, he didn't have really a sense of the world geographically because he used a globe, and the globe made things rather close. So when I closed in one of the last, I was working for the electric companies and performing in Saudi Arabia, and 2 days later, well, by the way, the temperature there was about 128 during the day, and maybe it got cool at night in Saudi Arabia, about 112.
Mm.
So I left there, and 2 days later, I'm performing in Alaska, and it was like 40 below zero. So that was kind of a cultural change,
Yeah, and that temperature in Saudi Arabia, it's a dry heat, however, so that doesn't really matter.
Oh, I love it when they say it's a dry heat. Hell, it's hot. I remember... I've been interviewed the past, this is one of the crazy incidents. My career has been, as I've said many times, like an adventure. I just signed to do my 21st book because they say, Kreskin, so much keeps happening in your career. But what was crazy is about the second week in December, I start getting calls from reporters, not here, but in London, what have you, and saying, Kreskin, and they would say, this is an article about cyber security, and companies are investigating how they can protect themselves. But this particular article, which is, I don't know how many pages long, they said, starts by saying, we all know the amazing Kreskin. He's made dramatic predictions. He doesn't consider himself a psychic, but he has intuitive abilities and so forth. And at the end of this paragraph, they say, well, we're going to try to do a Kreskin and with our advisors and so forth, see how the problems are going to be in the coming year. Well, that's an interesting introduction because the article had nothing to do with me, and it was with a major magazine newspaper in Saudi Arabia. Can you believe that? And people are saying to me, the reporters are saying, what do you have to do with Saudi Arabia? Actually, nothing now, but it's interesting how one's reputation can kind of circulate in crazy areas. You know what I mean?
This is true. This is true. You know, when it comes to doing predictions, too, when something comes to you, someone asks you about something, do you ever get this concern that will my prediction alter history?
Well, I don't do personal lives and things. I don't look in crystal balls. I've tried it, but I get a severe headache, Chris. So we don't do it. But because I'm traveling all the time, I'm working with audiences, and I think I told you already, but not last year, but the year before last, if we took all the radio, television, and concert appearances, we didn't count this past year, but the year before last, in 1 year I did 364 appearances around the world, exactly 364. People in the industry say, I don't know any performers that has this kind of crazy schedule. But at the same time, I don't ever want to be blamed for something that I may make a prediction. This is why when it comes to elections and things, I've never made public my election predictions because someone's going to say, well, you're for this president, the guy being president, or that gal, or what have you. Except that last year was that, I think I told you, the crazy scenario where I didn't want to get involved, because if you go on my webpage, there's pictures of me with Trump. There's pictures of me with Hillary Clinton, because I performed in Washington, D.C. I performed in this house and what have you. And this is before they were even getting serious about running for president. So I pulled out, and the reporters called me and said, well, how come you didn't predict this year? So everybody was sure, the Clinton, all the surveys showed that Clinton was going to win. So the day before, I put in a store window in New York, a multi-million-dollar woman's store. The owner had a guard stand next to me. He says, Chris, I'm honored. I said, but it means nothing. It's the day before the election. And they sealed it, and it was, they get, put it in a safe. They gave me the safe since then. And 2 days after that, the day after the election, I'm on a late-night news broadcast that they want to put on the Internet, this newsman and these other news people. And I get to the station because they're going to open the prediction. And he says to me, "Hey, do you know, what? Wasn't that something about Fox?" I said, "What the hell are you talking about? I haven't been on Fox for a number of weeks. People are opening the windows saying, did you see this?" and so forth. He says, "Don't you know what happened?" And true story, Chris, you can look on my webpage. In November 2015, I was being interviewed in Washington. I was performing there. I was on a news show, and I was upset because I had some tragedy in amongst the family, and I had learned about it an hour before. I didn't want the viewers to know, but I was preoccupied. And they, one of them says to me, "Well, who's going to win the election 11 months from now?" I said, "I don't get involved in things like this because, first of all, I was in his house just a few months ago, and it's going to be a noise." And I literally said, "Trump." And, Chris, I have no memory of ever saying it as many times as I looked at it, because I know I never would. But it shows you what can happen under strange conditions.
It's amazing. You live up to your name. AmazingChrisKinger.com is the website, by the way, that Chris Kinger is referring to. And if
by
you
the
were...
way, Chris, look how far back we go. We've done a dozen shows in the past year and a half. I enjoy working with you. And by the way, I love the title of your show, Issues and Ideas, huh?
Well, that's, you know, it's something that I want you, the person that I'm interviewing, you got the knowledge and the information. I mean, people always make the remark to me, "I hardly hear you talk on your show." Well, I'm the person asking the questions. I want to learn like you listening want to learn.
Well, you know, you just said something, because I say this to a lot of university students. I've done over 1,000 university college shows in this country and Canada. Sometimes, and you're a spokesman for this, we can learn more if we only listen to what people say and then reflect on the commentary. We don't have to agree with them. But, you know, Chris, we're not listening as much as we once did. We're not hearing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're not really. And sociologists say this because people have machines on all the time. They're not reflecting on what's coming to them. They're going on to the next thing, and that's kind of an unfortunate situation.
Well, I think that's why I don't call you a psychic. I call you a I call you a focused observer, so that you can make these observations about what you see coming forward in elements of society, like with all the sexual harassment revelations coming out. You know,
yeah.
Do you see how that's going to be changing
society? You know, I got a reporter just called me, and it's a tragic situation what's going on. But the reporter said, and he gave me the month. He said, "You realize 3 months before any of these stories broke, you said this could be the next avalanche of PR." And I'd forgotten about it because, as you say, I listen and I function intuitively. Now I got to share with you. I got to share with you and your listeners, and don't promise me you won't laugh, and promise me you won't take a ether or anything and stifle yourself, because you know I enjoy my work and I have fun with it. But I'm very serious about this aspect. But let me tell you a prediction I've made, and everybody is saying to me, talk to me, they say, "Kreskin, the moment it first happens, call me on the phone. We want to talk about it on the air," because they say, "We know you enough that you're not just playing games." A lot of the theaters today, especially the movie theaters, are not getting the attendance they once did, because people can go on television two or three days later and see a movie that's come out. But I predict in some large theaters and also in some medium-sized cities, and movie and theaters where there's plays, there's musicals, there's what have you, that you're going to have, before this year is over, an element of nudity. No, I didn't say pornography. No, I didn't say a striptease on stage. I say that two or three times each month, certain theaters are going to have an understanding that to attend the play, the movie, and so forth, you have to come sit down nude. It sounds crazy. It doesn't seem conceivable. Wait and see. Oh, by the way, this has nothing to do with security, but I thought to myself, my God, with the laws being passed now that if you legally can carry a weapon, you can carry a concealed weapon. That's going to be hard to do in a theater like that.
Well, then, and also, too, if you go to get your popcorn, where are you going to put the change?
Oh, I never didn't think about that. And by the way, certain people I know personally, if they're going like that, I'm not going to the theater. But anyway, so, but think of if you hear the story break before I do, you better call me because I don't usually make crazy predictions like that. By the way, the other thing with the security and the embarrassment and the lawsuits regarding all the abuse, sexual abuse and so forth. An interesting, I believe, and I think you will agree with me when I reason out why, but I think one of the major industries that's going to blow up this year as a major multi-million industry will be the sale of eavesdropping, hidden recording devices of all kinds. Not only will women be buying it to protect themselves, to keep things off on the side, but at the same time, men will be buying it to protect themselves, future situations, because as we now know, people are now recalling what happened 40 years ago. See, when I grew up, I had a different situation. Chris, I learned that we're innocent until proven guilty. Well, that's no longer the case. Whatever the pros and cons and sexual abuse is a terrible thing. Also, false sexual abuse is terrible as well. Whatever the cause and so forth, we are in a situation whereby it will only take three disgruntled people who've been fired from a company separately to gather in touch with each other and make an accusation regarding one person, and that person will be judged by a lot of people, hundreds of thousands, as guilty to begin with. The last time that happened in our culture, when I was a kid, there was a man who was making people were losing jobs, including in broadcasting. His name was Senator Joseph McCarthy, and it was something called the McCarthy hearings. I don't know if you recall them at all.
I've studied them in detail. I've studied them in great detail.
Yeah, so it's a different world today, and by the way, and I cannot mention the name of the international company, which stunned people, but since I happen to be since I perform for a lot of corporate groups doing private shows as well as the public ones, it's already going to put into force. There will not be a meeting. There will not be a private meeting in this company, period, without two more people present. And in most cases, an attorney sitting in the other side of the room, just sitting there reading a book and what have you. And by the way, when was this planned? This plan of action, which is going into force now, was started to be planned about 5.5 years ago. So what's happening now did not happen overnight. We have a change in our culture today, for good or bad. And the tragedy of it is people will be dating less seriously dating, because an element is starting to erode from our culture, and that's one of trust. You'll never know now. We will never know for a long, long time whether a pencil, a piece of a wallet, you know, or what have you, is electronically recording. So the bottom line, Chris, is it's a different world today, and there are no secrets left.
It is indeed, and it's going to greatly affect our society. I'll be afraid to interact professionally because how do I know I won't be offending accidentally?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. I'm sitting in my office right now, and sometimes when the press comes to interview me here in person with cameras, they'll take a picture and say, you know, I think I'm going to put one of those in my office as well. You know, I have great respect for Jerry Seinfeld. He's one of the great comedic minds, and I understand his statement that he's not going to perform in universities anymore because universities are now editing, many of them, what a comedian can joke about. Well, listen, when I was a kid, and that was not in the 1880s, but in the 1940s and so forth, with Second World War, and people are getting me a copy of the film I'm mentioning. I remember seeing a film with Jack Benny. He's either on a rowboat or some other thing. And you know, you had people, we had comedy all over the place during a terrible war. Bob Hope, legendary, and all them. But I remember a film with Jack Benny, and he's mocking this person in front of him, and it looks exactly like Hitler because the person's made up to look like that. They're mocking him. We're able to laugh at things like that. If we start, and to start editing comedians who are in a position to laugh at almost anything, even in times of tragedy. I have a sign in my office. If anybody ever calls me politically correct, kick me in the ass.
I love it. I love it. And I love, too, that Kreskin is going to overcome the snow that happened this past week. He has rescheduled his Stanhope appearance at the Stanhope House for February 8th. You can go to AmazingKreskin.com. Get ticket information for that. All his books. Keep up on his projects. And
hey, Chris. Christian, I'm going to interrupt you. I just want to say this to you. I enjoy tremendously talking to you. Let's, instead of waiting a number of months, let's have a post-hypnotic suggestion. I'm influencing Chris now, folks, and we'll do something in about 3 or 4 weeks. By the way, folks, sometime when I'm on with Chris, just in the sense of sanity, I dare not read his thoughts on the air. I'm joking, Chris.
and by the way, that's not the first time I've been under the influence, I'll have you know.
I know, Chris. Godspeed and Happy New Year to you, Chris. And in the spirit of broadcasting, as I've always said, to be continued.